Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Johnson, he's going left hand side. He doesn't kick. Metcalf out the wide to Pompey. Pompey gets away from one. Montoya, he's going for the corner. Montoya! Can't believe it! I cannot believe it, Kimpy! Marcelo Montoya! They've done the impossible!
A few moments later.
No, Jared. No, Jared.
Interference on a defender.
Oh, no. Do not rob the NRL of this moment.
The defender is held out of being able to make a tackle.
You're kidding if you give this.
Oh, and it's come up as a no try. It has come up as a no try.
It's a penalty, mate. Pulls him out.
12 seconds later.
It was a fairy tale, perhaps too good to be true.
Some fairy tales don't come true. Our lads there, Sam and Kempy, with their thoughts on SENZ. The try was allowed. The Warriors, the Broncos would have been level with Sean Johnson kicking it to win from the sideline. But instead, the baby Broncos, as they've been dubbed, won 26-22 after it was found that Adam Pompey impeded a defender by pulling on his jersey. When I say I'm not over it, I listened to the words of Andrew Webster, and he weren't complaining, and neither were Cameron George and Andrew McFadden. I was standing alongside them watching the tally, and both of them shook their heads and said, can't give that. So to talk about that with our man in Sydney this morning. Luckily he wasn't in Melbourne. Apparently they had an earthquake this morning. Morning to you, Andrew Voss.
Yeah, good morning, Smithy. Can you imagine, just imagine, though, if the call was a 50-50 call, in light of, you know, some of the outrage recently, can you imagine the Warriors getting gutted at the death? I'm sort of, well, I'm not happy for any team to, you know, come so close, and the call was just fantastic. That's great theatre, but I'm sort of happy that it was a clear-cut decision that decided the game, and everyone on the same page saying, yeah, they had to disallow it. But, yeah, heart's broken a little. Mind you, did they deserve to win? I'll be fair dinkum with you, Ian. No, they didn't. But no. That would have been quite extraordinary in the history books to score three times in the last 5 minutes to win a game.
Yeah, it would have been tantamount to the comeback against the Sharks earlier in the season. But oh, I think you're right. On reflection, I think you're right. And let's not forget, before we get to the other issue, which is bloody awful, the performance of Reynolds and co. Tristan Saylor on debut at the back played like a veteran. I thought the Broncos, very, very admirable performance.
Oh, Smithy, look, they've only won one of their last four. They've played really well, to be quite honest. They've played all the big teams lately and have played well, just haven't come out the other side. The value of Adam Reynolds was certainly brought home again last night. While Shorten Johnson's been fantastic for the Warriors this year, Adam Reynolds is the absolute calming influence, a real captain for that Brisbane side. You say baby Broncos. Well, baby Broncos with a grandfather on board. Like, Adam Reynolds is very much the veteran. He's been a wonderful signing for that club. He really has. And his goal-kicking, of course, was very important again the other night as well. So he brings plenty to the side, Adam Reynolds.
It might have been a marginal forward pass with Jordan Rickey's try. They didn't look at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's all of that. I sort of probably 30 years ago stopped blowing up about forward passes just because they've been happening since 1908. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. There was 80 minutes at the disposal of the two sides to win the game, and the Warriors left it way too late to make that run. So that was part of it. And how will the Warriors view it? Well, you know, you'd like to think for what they're doing, promoting the game and taking it to Napier, it'd be great to win at all those places. But I think it just shows where the Warriors are at. They have had a very good season so far. There's no question of that. They've brought resilience. They are in every game they play. But I think the big take from the other night is there is still a long way to go. So turning, you know, good, solid, resilient performances into victories on a consistent basis remains the assignment for the Warriors. And in such a tight competition table, if you can win all your tight matches, like, look at it. I mean, it's not out of the question that the Warriors could be equal top of the table. They're sitting 4 points adrift of the likes of Penrith, the Sharks, the Broncos and the Storm on the top. But, yeah, that's how tight the ladder is. We've got one win separating the top seven teams at the moment. So the Warriors are just outside that. So got to win all those close games, and that will take you a long way down the track towards playing finals football.
A lot of speculation about the return of Luke Metcalf. He had a wonderful pre-season and then got injured during the course of that. The combination with he and Sean Johnson, it looked like it was probably their first time playing together.
Yeah, look, I'll say this about Luke Metcalf. And the first time he stood up, like we all sort of knew about him, we'd seen him in lower grades, but gee, it's going back pre-COVID, isn't it? The Perth Nines was where we saw Luke Metcalf and went, wow, he's a talent. He is a rookie, Ian. Even though he's been on the scene for a while, he's a rookie. So I think you've got to give him some allowance and some time to find his place in first grade. You know, maybe we're addressing it, you know, a little more seriously 10 games down the track. He's a player of great talent. He's got speed. Combination will come. I'd be prepared to invest some time. I think he was a pretty shrewd purchase by the Warriors, and we saw a glimpse of that in the preseason. So, no, I'm sticking with Luke Metcalf in terms of he will have something to offer the Warriors.
Right. Well, on your side, we've been giving it to the idiots that invaded the field here in Napier throughout our breakfast show and during our show this morning. So, I just look. It's appalling. It's damned appalling. We know that. It's probably cost us any chance of having an NRL game back here for a long period of time. And God, we needed it. But the fact of the matter is, it didn't go down well here. I would imagine over there, it's been massively frowned upon. You do crowd behaviour so much better.
Yeah, well, yeah, we have the odd come. We don't normally have like the avalanche of people just all running and trying to outdo each other. And in this case, I do feel sorry for the security guards. And this is a discussion we've had because we had a player got on the field a few weeks ago, ended up hugging Zach Lomax. What was it? The Anzac Day game even, and the security guard dropped something. He didn't even get to like the pitch invader was allowed to actually touch a player, get to contact. Like, how does that happen? And we were critical of the security guards. How slow were they to react? But in this case, I feel sorry for the security guards because the charter with their job is they are allowed to use reasonable force to restrain someone pitch invader. They're not to know, are they just coming on for a laugh or not? They've got to treat them all the same. So, and the other night they're confronted with women running on the field. What, you have to smash them? Like that's an awful position to be placed in for the security guard. So I think, yeah, I don't know what your penalties are there. We've got this crazy situation over here, Ian, with multiple NRL venues, but it's only at the big stadiums where the big fines are in place. So if you jump the fence at, let's say, Allianz Stadium, you know, home ground of the Roosters, you're looking at I think it's a $5,000 fine. If you jump the fence down at Cronulla, I think the fine's only like $500. It's under like council regulations because of the ground. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, it should be double that at all venues. If you're jumping the fence and invading an elite sport and interfering with play and who's to know what your intentions are, then the fine should be the same at the very least.
I watched the build-up yesterday for the Newcastle Knights and the Sea Eagles, and during the build-up, they had a lovely little comment on camera from Makori Haruwera Naira about his seizure and about his last 24 hours. He said there's still work to be done. It's only early in the fight back here. What are you hearing about this situation?
Yeah, only in the last half hour, Smithy, on my breakfast program over here in Australia, we spoke with the Canberra Raiders media manager, Ben Pollock, who does a terrific job, and he's been in constant contact with Corey, and he was sort of the pushing for the fact that Corey posted a video and they put that all together yesterday. And part of that discussion is they're none the wiser as to why it happened. But the fact was he was taken to hospital for the checks. He was already sitting up in the dressing room before he was taken to hospital and talking. Don Ferner, the Raiders CEO, knew that Corey's sister was in the crowd. He went and got the sister and brought her down to the dressing room to have family there for Corey. And he was released from hospital at 3:30 in the morning yesterday, not to travel back to Canberra, but to stay with family in Sydney. And he's since made his way back to Canberra. We were saying to Ben, it's like, while you don't want to discover something of a serious nature, I don't think you'd like to be in a situation left hanging as to not knowing why this happened. So obviously there's more tests to be done, but it's quite a mystery. We're not at liberty to know, and I'm not saying either way whether he's got any history of seizures at all. I mean, that is Corey's business, but we're not aware that that is the case. It doesn't appear that there was a significant head knock of any kind. It was a regulation hit up. And he collapsed 30 seconds after that. So if it was me, and I'm sure, Smithy, you'd feel this, you'd like to know, wouldn't you? You'd like to know why it happened. And there'll be no rush to get Corey back onto the field. I think they'll go through whatever tests have to be done. But at this stage, there is no conclusion or no definitive reason as to why what happened on Saturday night took place. And we all held our breath. Everyone watching, everyone at the ground, teammates, medical staff. Thankfully, we're talking about Corey and things are okay at the moment. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, our thoughts with him, absolutely with him. But, not a good sight, not a good sight at all. On the playing side of things, perhaps the performance of the weekend goes to Ricky Stewart's Raiders?
I think so. And I think with that injury too, that was another thing. So it wasn't until right on full time they rushed around and told the players Corey's okay, but to pull yourself together after that, I mean, I think all players were on shock. I think the South Sydney players were in shock as well, and the way they reacted and formed a shield around Corey. So for Canberra to pull themselves together and come up with a win, that was a plenty of ticker in that. To score 33 points against the Rabbitohs is quite a feat. Their defence has been pretty solid for most of the year. So, no, good performance again by Canberra, accumulating points. One of those teams just 2 points off the top bracket of sides in the competition.
Well, Vossi, State of 0-1 this Wednesday. A lot of talk about the evenness of the squads. A lot of talk about the choice Billy Slater made in his very own jersey for Reece Walsh. What are you thinking as the night gets closer?
Well, what am I thinking? I'm thinking that this game being played in Adelaide is an absolute toss of the coin. I really do. I'm torn. I sort of, going into the series, I thought Queensland, Tom Trbojevic's game last Sunday week sort of threw a spanner into the works. And I look at a back line of Mitchell and Trbojevic in the centres and Tedesco at fullback, albeit his form hasn't been great this year at club level. But I'm thinking there's more points in New South Wales, potentially, was what I thought. But I go across the whole 17. Like, I look at the entire 17, and really, Smithy, I don't think there's much between them. I think one scoring play, the difference on Wednesday, is it going to be a field goal? Is it going to be a try? Is it going to be a misconversion that proves costly? I think we're in for a thriller to open the series in Adelaide, that we may not have the full house, which is a bit disappointing. They'd sold just over 40,000 tickets last Friday. It's a 51,000 capacity. But Origin's Origin. Look, even if they're playing in front of an empty stand, I think they're going to turn on a show. I think this will be a thriller. I think we go to the last 5 or 10 without knowing the winner. And I'm going to lock in New South Wales by 2.
Right, so New South Wales by 2. Okay, that's interesting. And that'll mean they're celebrating their new jersey colour with a win. What do you make of that?
Yeah, look, I'm very much in the sky blue camp. I can't believe we're doing it. Now, people are saying, well, why weren't you outraged back in 2019 when they wore it over in Perth? Well, I don't think we were aware. That sort of crept up on us, that one. But this time we're all fully aware since the first day of photos. We said, oh, he's wearing a training shirt, isn't he? And then they said, no, that's what we'll wear. I think it's ludicrous to say that we need an alternate strip for State of Origin, that it's an away strip. Well, hang on a second. Every time they play in Brisbane, then it's an away game, if that's how you're going to treat it. So, no, I think I'm a stickler for tradition in this case. Queensland wear maroon. New South Wales wear sky blue. That's what they were wearing game one in 1980. That's what they should be wearing 43 years on. It's that simple. Marketing people, stick it in your pipe and smoke it. Let's just go with a one jersey. That's what we want people to aspire to. Kids to wear the sky blue of New South Wales to one day play for boys and girls with the NRLW origin these days as well. It should be the sky blue. You wear it as a kid, you buy it as a fan, and one day you maybe wear it representing your state.
How's Brandy feeling? That's the crunch question.
Well, he's moved on. He said, no, you're just getting outraged for the case of being outraged. But I am outraged. And when people like Gary Jack, great New South Wales fullback, he says, no, that's, you know, it's 43 years of tradition. You wear the sky blue. That's the jersey and that's the colour you want to have your name on the back. But Brandy sort of dismissed it. He doesn't want any dramas. Brandy's in a chillax mood going to Origin number three. He's not letting anything upset him. Pain Haas ankle the other day off training. He's fine. He's okay. So Brandy's ready to go. In fact, if there's any late injuries, Brandy, you could probably get 5 minutes out of him. Freddie could throw him on at halfback for the last five. He'd be right.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, Vossi. Thanks for your input this morning. Yeah, honest thoughts. We've got to do some cleaning up over here. There's no doubt about it. But the Warriors are still inside the top eight. That's the good news. And if we'd have thought of that at the end of last season, we'd have been joking. And now we're not. So that's the cool side of it. Vossi, enjoy State of 01. And we'll catch you later next week, hopefully. Thanks.
And the Fox to score the first try. Smithy, welcome back to Origin. Josh Adokar, he'll score the first try. So enjoy the week, everyone.